Well, the inter-party dialogue is the program of the president. In December 2025, I presented the status report on the implementation of the agreement, and subsequently the president called for an extended meeting of the presidency. And in that meeting, I also presented the final status report, and the parties to the agreement in that extended meeting of the presidency decided that we will terminate the transitional period. There would be no extension, and that we should go for election in December 2026. Now, the president decided also, with his wisdom, that he formed the Inter-Party Dialogue Committee with representatives of all the parties that are signatory to the agreement, and that is about 73 people representing each of the parties that signed the agreement. And then subsequently, he established the Inter-Party Dialogue Body, which is an administrative body that would organize and facilitate the conduct of this Inter-Party Dialogue. We then, as a rapporteur, we organized the process of implementing the plan for implementation, and then the concept and the methodology. And in that methodology, we established five technical working groups for each of the areas that we want to look at as inter-party dialogue. We have a technical working group that looks at the legal and constitutional issues, including the ones that we have been sharing in this workshop. There's one for political and governance issues. There's one for electoral and institutional preparedness. There is one for security and civic space. And then there's a stakeholders and civil society working group. These bodies have been working. They've been generating, they've done analysis of the issues within their assignments, and they have subjected some of them to a discussion among themselves. Others conducted a workshop. So the inter-party dialogue process is in progress. Yeah.
So how soon are we going to expect, because the international community have been asking all here and there, practically, like, when are they going to come together? Like?
I can't give you a date. As inter-party dialogue is a big process, is an inclusive process, and consultations are going on, because we also want to bring in non-signatories and hold out groups in the country. So that consultation is not within my control, but when the time comes, you'll be informed.
One final from me, maybe other colleagues might have a question. You are one of the party leaders. Are you ready for election?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How prepared are you?
Very much prepared.
Thank you, sir. My name is Sheila Funi. Just looking still on the issue of political inclusion, can the government guarantee that eligible political parties will have an equal opportunity to participate in the elections?
Well, that is by right. Everybody should have equal rights, and that's not for any. There's nobody who can deprive you from your rights to have. And this is why we have an inter-party dialogue, so that we can discuss some of the issues. If there are concerns about civic space or political space, this will be discussed, and a mechanism will be developed to address that.
And today there was a report by the United Nations Commission, and they say specifically calls for equal participation and resolution of the exclusion of Dr. Riek Machar. I don't know what to say about that.
Which UN body wrote that?
The UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan.
Well, I don't know what they're talking about. As far as I'm concerned, I'm the rapporteur for the Inter-Party Dialogue. I'm the Secretary General for the implementation of the agreement. Riek Machar's case, I have nothing to do with it. I believe it is a judicial process, and you should be asking the right minister.
Okay. Is it okay if you look at the accountability and justice?
Ask the question.
So, in that report, again, the UN Commission says the transitional justice bodies remain non-operational and that the hybrid court has still not been established. Why, after 8 years, are these mechanisms still not functioning?
Well, the whoever wrote must be ignorant of the fact that the law for establishment of the Commission for Truth, Reconciliation and Healing has been promulgated. Interviews have been conducted for the commissioners. We were waiting for the foreign component of the commissioners. The Compensation Reparation Authority, also the law has been signed, and a process of establishment is ongoing. For the African, for the hybrid court for South Sudan, this is a joint activity between African Union and South Sudan, and the main, the major responsibility is vested on the African Union. So we are waiting for the African Union to come up with its guidelines and engage with us. No one is running away from these transitional institutions because we know they're important. They're important in the fact that they will establish what those who claim to be victims have gone through, how have they been victimized, and it will give us an information on how to address these issues within the context of South Sudan. So it should increase the confidence among ourselves, and I think that is important for us to know what happened. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, I'm called Philip Wally from Radio Leroy. Would like to know what's the latest update on the establishment of police posts across 540 boomers in the country.
540
boomers, yeah.
I don't know who told you that, but what I know is that the Ministry of Interior is reorganizing the police force, the ministry as a whole.
Yes.
It is creating one police sector, which will include police, prison, fire brigade, and the rest of the units. But also, it's training a number of police to establish administrative police service. This service will provide security across the levels, all levels of the government, which will be deployed to all the 540 payams, and they will be empowered so that there is security at the grassroots. Right now, as I speak, there is no police service anywhere at the grassroots level. So the minister is training. Aiming to train up to 27,000 personnel, that will be the component for the administrative police service. And that is a good thing, because if I'm going to go for election, I wouldn't be sure that I'm going to a place where there's security. But that's what the Minister of Interior is doing, and it's a good undertaking.
Yes, my name is Robert John from SFC. I only have one question. You asked about elections and you say you are ready for the elections. But if you look at the time frames, we are left with only 4 months, let's say 3 months now, and the registration of the voters have not yet started. The candidates are known. Their NEC is still claiming that they are not fully funded. That means they have not procured the necessary things for the election. Do you think the time frame, and you have talked of the dialogue, which is still underway, not exactly. So do you think this time frame is enough for all this right now?
It is up to the NEC to tell us. That's not for me, that's for the NEC. All of us have different responsibilities. So it's the NEC to advise, the government advise the political parties. I'm sure they have been working and they know what is what. Yeah?
Yeah, one of the things they always put forward is that there is lack of funds. They are not even funding. They are waiting for the funds.
There is a general economic hardship. But the government is working to avail funds. It's taking time, but it will happen. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Okay.